You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the cause of Jesus Christ among Free Will Baptists around the world. Today, we have with us Pastor Mike Cox. He's the pastor of Church H2O there in the Birmingham, Alabama area. It's a great church. They're in the midst of a wonderful building program, reaching people in the Birmingham area with the salt and light of Jesus Christ. But today we have Pastor Mike on to talk about what are some great things to do in Birmingham. So, Pastor Mike, thank you for joining us here today, my friend.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here with you.
Now, there's a little thing called the National Association of Free Will Baptists Convention is coming your way. Are you ready for this, my friend?
I'm excited. It's always nice when it's in your hometown. So
there you go. So you don't have to travel very far. And in fact, you're probably going to have some folks that are going to reach out to you and ask some questions for you. So we're going to try to save some texts and some phone calls to Pastor Mike because he's a busy man. We're going to go ahead and ask him some questions about Birmingham so that we can all get prepared and ready for that. And so, Mike, I don't know about you, but when I go to a new city, I want to hit the highlights, you know, the things that I just don't want to miss. Yes. And one of the things I know about Free Will Baptists, there's a few of them that like to eat. You probably have observed that yourself. Tell us, where do we need to eat, Mike, when we think about going to Birmingham July 24th through the 27th?
Well, that's my favorite hobby. So,
yes.
I like to eat. And so anywhere you go, but here in Birmingham at the BJC Convention Center, we have Uptown. And so at Uptown, right outside the sidewalk there, you can hit up the Texas Day Brazil. You can hit Mug Shots for burgers. There's a Southern Kitchen there. So there's some things right there. However, if you want to venture out about 15, 20 minutes around the Birmingham area, you don't want to miss Saul's Barbecue. They're famous. They've made it in a lot of magazines. They've got three locations, but Saul's Barbecue is one you want to try. Also, Jubilee Joe's, if you like Cajun or seafood, is one of the favorites. Every preacher that comes into town, guest speaker at our church, I carry them there. They love it. And so there is a historic place for maybe the older ones who like cafeteria style. It's called Nicky's West, one of the oldest establishments in Birmingham, not far from the convention center. So it's nearby. There's a place called Twisted Root. If you like unique hamburgers, you can get any type of meat you want made into a hamburger there. But it's the best hamburger place in town called Twisted Root. Wow. And there's a lot of dessert, cookie places, ice cream places around too. So,
well, Free Will Baptists don't like ice cream, so we don't need to get into that at all. You know, I don't think that's going to be an issue for us, Mike. But
Fatten you up here in the South.
There you go. Now, let me ask you, the barbecue place, what's the name of that again?
That's Saul's Barbecue.
Okay. So, you know, we got people coming from North Carolina who have, they might say, real barbecue. We have some people coming from Texas, you know, even Kansas City and that area. What's the barbecue like? Because a lot of people, when you mentioned that, I know it went through their mind as they're driving down the highway, perhaps listening.
Okay. Now, their homemade barbecue sauce kind of has a North Carolina twist.
Well, then it's got to be good. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's that lighter, but it's sweeter than the honey, than North Carolina.
Okay.
But it's kind of clear looking, that vinegar, it's a vinegar base, but it has more of a sweet flavor to it. So it's very unique. If you go to their location, it's the Saul's Juke Joint. It's a bigger establishment. It's a family place, but they have a special, it's their barbecue greens. It's a plate with grits, greens on top of it, barbecue on top of it, and very thin onion rings on top of it with their barbecue sauce drizzled over it. That's my hallelujah favorite.
Now that sounds good. That sounds really good. Now, Let's also just go into the seafood a little bit. So probably people aren't thinking about Alabama and seafood, but you've got the Gulf, right?
Yeah. So there's another place I didn't mention. It's called the Fish Market.
Okay.
Now it's an established seafood restaurant here in Birmingham. And so they bring in fresh seafood from all over and they have more variety.
Okay.
But the Jubilee Joe's, it's a little bit up in the price range. You're looking more around $18, $20 a person, but it is well worth it. Boy, they've got sides that go with everything there that are good.
And we talking freshwater, saltwater seafood, or both?
At the Fish Market, both.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Good deal. And, you know, there are some of our people that do like ice cream and they do like desserts, a few of them. So tell us again where they can find their little, what they need.
Well, there's some downtown and, but some of the best little hidden spots are about 15 minutes away in Homewood community. And, so you've got the Cookie Fix and some other places. There's several cookie places.
We've heard about that. Yes.
Yeah. So me and my wife will go out on a date and we'll hit one of these restaurants and then we'll go over and get us some cookies and ice cream later. If you go to Homewood, you can find the cookie and ice cream place side by side there. So
there you go. Now, some guys, you're going to have a whole day of seminars and a sermon, you know, at night and youth services and all that. They've got to have their coffee. Are there any good coffee shops in the Birmingham area, Mike? Because that's important to some of us.
Oh, yeah. There are plenty of coffee shops. You've got one right there at the Westin, outside the Westin and at the Uptown area. But if you're wanting to get in your car and drive a little ways, downtown Birmingham is a big banking UAB, the university is there, and also the hospitals are all around. So everybody has to have a coffee place. So there's many coffee places all around. You've got your name brands and you've got your local.
There you go. Good deal. Well, we can't just eat. We got to be active as well. And we should say July 24th, that's a Sunday. So some people will come in Saturday for Impact Birmingham. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be unusual for people to come in and stay, you know, over Thursday and do a couple activities. So what are some fun things to do around Birmingham besides attend the national convention?
I jotted down a few just so I didn't forget them. You've got Topgolf right there beside the convention center, so you can walk to it. Families enjoy that. It's a great time together. Birmingham Barons, so if they came early or late, they might check the Birmingham Barons schedule. Their baseball field is in downtown. Railroad Park is right beside it. It's a beautiful outdoor place. Birmingham has kind of revitalized the whole downtown. We're hosting the World Games just prior to the national coming in town. So things are going to be spruced up around here. There's a lot of outdoor places. You've got the McWain Center. Families that got young children, I encourage them to go to the McWain Center. Okay. It's interactive, hands-on science things. The Bass Pro Shop's not far away. You've got Alabama Splash Adventure close by. It's very family-friendly. The Birmingham Zoo is nearby. Then you've got some escape rooms. You've got indoor, the Autobahn Indoor Speedway. I think you got to be over 16 to do that, to drive those faster go-karts there. There's the civil axe throwing and a few other axe throwing places around downtown. There's a place called Eplex Magic City. It's a video gaming place. So families with young people want to check that out. Game Zone Laser Tag Center. Then there's the Still City Jump Park. There's a few other jump parks, the indoor trampoline places that maybe youth groups might want to check out.
Great. And so done a lot, you've come, you've done some competition, you know, you've spent some time There's just a lot of good places to have some fun, or come early, right, and check some of these places out. And I recognize some of the places you mentioned. They're within walking distance if you'd like. Now, I want to get to know the city, maybe learn a little bit in Birmingham, especially the youth groups may be thinking that way, hitting a couple of museums or whatever. What kind of educational type activities are in the area?
Birmingham's known for being a steel and iron city. So we've got the Sloss Furnace. It's a free, it's a place a lot of people go to take pictures, to do family pictures and stuff, but a lot of historic things there to check out. Of course, the Civil Rights Museum and things are around, all around Birmingham, and you can actually get on and there's some apps that will lead you on a tour if you want to do a tour around Birmingham. We've got the bicycles. We've got all the things around that you can, if you're traveling a few blocks around and you want to get around downtown and you don't want to walk it, there's some transportation there for you. We've got a museum of art, which is also free, and it's within walking distance of the BJC. Museum of Flight is a cool place for people to check out. Helicopters, airplanes, the Barber Sports Motorsports Museum has got thousands of, well, maybe hundreds, I should say, of motorcycles, all kind of motorcycles and all kind of unique race cars in the museum. The Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame, the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame is actually at the BJC. So you can just walk into there. So all these things are very close by. There's some, the Rickwood Field is the oldest professional baseball field in the United States.
Wow.
So I know some of our people, I've seen them every year when they go to the National, they go to baseball field and they take pictures. We don't have a professional baseball team in Birmingham. We've got the Birmingham Barons, which is a class down, but we do have the oldest professional baseball field that was first started in the United States. And so check out Rickwood Fields when you're here.
That's great. And we should also mention that the Birmingham Barons, that's pretty cool too.
Yes, very nice.
Wonderful stadium. And it's got a good feel to it, doesn't it? It just neat place. Yes.
It used to be on the south side of town in Hoover. And when they said they were going to build a new stadium in the middle of downtown Birmingham, locals said they're crazy, you know, come. But it was part of the revitalization of Birmingham. And so now it is surrounded by condos. It is a tremendous family environment. So we love carrying our church group there to ball games. And me and my family like going there. Yeah. And like I said, it's got Roro Park right beside it. So you can also just wander around the park there, and it's a beautiful little scenery there. So
that's great. Well, we really encourage folks to check all that out, take in as much as they can. So is there anything we're missing, Mike, that you need to share with us before we sign off today?
Well, some outdoor things for people that want to just get outdoors. You go to the Birmingham Botanical Gardens. It also is free. It is one of the most beautiful places that you'll see flowers unique around the world. And so it's kind of an international botanical gardens, and it's right beside the Birmingham Zoo. So I would check it out if I were in town. Red Mountain Park is another free event. It's full of trails up in the mountains around the city. Ruffner Mountain Nature Preserve is also a place to check out. Like I said, you got Birmingham Zoo. There's a neat place me and my family discovered. It's a free place to go. It's hidden away. Take you about 20 minutes to get there. It's called Moss Rock Preserve. And it is unique trails. It's a hidden gem outside of the city. And it's got all these rock formations. You can tell that sometime back the Indians used to live around it, because they've kind of dug in caves where they were living in the rocks. So me and my family love it. They have built, it has become such a huge attraction. They've also built restaurants right beside it and a golf course nearby. So, and we do have some good golf courses here in Birmingham.
Oh yeah, you do, don't you? And
yeah.
And right all around, easy come in a day early, day later, easy to check out.
Yeah.
So if I'm listening to you, I know I've got to get some barbecue. I've got to get some seafood. It'd be great to check out a minor, the Barrens, if possible, stop in, get my picture taken at the first major league baseball site. The rock formations would be a cool thing to see too on the way out. You've given us a whole lot of stuff to do. Just a short amount of time, my friend.
Well, I know me and my family, when we go, we always like to make the most out of your trip that you can, get your money's worth while you're in town. And so come in a day early, stay a day late. Or if you got an hour or two in the middle of an afternoon, there's some local things to do around here.
There are, and there are things that you can walk right to and get in a little bit of still an hour, a couple of hours there, here and there, right in the middle of the city. Hey, yes, sir. Thanks for sharing this with us today, Pastor Mike.
Well, thank you, Brother Eddie. I appreciate it. We're looking forward to welcoming everybody to Birmingham. We'll have our hospitality table right there by the registration. So come by. We'll have some maps. We'll try to have some coupons and stuff as well for people. But come by and check that out, and we'll be glad to help people with any information you need.
That's great. So we're looking forward to seeing you in a few weeks, my friend. And we appreciate you stopping by and sharing with us today.
Yes, sir. You're very welcome.
And we want to thank all of you for stopping in and listening to us today. Thank you. And if you will, take this podcast, share it with someone who might be interested, and let's continue to work together for the cause of Jesus Christ, because we truly are better when we work together.